So, hello everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And today, we're going to be decluttering what, Shalina?
We are going to be talking about organizing your tea and coffee station. So there'll be less decluttering. There will be a bit of decluttering. There'll be lots of drinking of coffee. Cheers.
We're always drinking
coffee.
Do
we say cheers? I say cheers with coffee, do you?
Yeah, I think you might give the impression of you're drinking something else if you're going to say cheers.
But I'm British. I like a bit of coffee and tea.
British do not... Just not to say cheers and definitely not to tea.
Cheers.
I mean, not to coffee, sorry.
No, we don't. No, you're right. No, yeah. It's bad. Anyway, right, we're going to talk about coffee and tea because it is something that we enjoy doing here a lot. Like, it's an obsession. If it's either one, tea or coffee, you can get a karak chai for one dirham, you can get a coffee for ridiculous amounts of money, and there's a coffee place.
Coffee for cheap, dude. Don't make it sound like coffee.
Where can you get coffee for cheap? Not for a dirham, like a karak chai.
No, you could.
Anyway, but
I mean, those places where you can do it, a filter coffee for like a couple bucks.
I suppose Tim Hortons is.
No, not Tim Hortons. Not
Tim Hortons has gone up.
No, Tim Hortons not a good comparison. I mean, like if
you, like
if you go
Hortons.
If you go to a, no, I said it's not a good comparison. Oh, okay. I mean, like if you look at karak chai, you got to think of the South Indian filter coffee.
Yes.
Which is like a couple bucks and or five dirhams or something like that, and you can get a filter coffee.
Oh, I've never had it.
That's the one, but that's the milky one that they pour and they do the thing.
Oh, I like that. Like the Malaysian one. What's that Malaysian one called? Oh no, that's tea as well. No, that's where it's all frothy.
Yeah, that's the same thing. But that's the
it's oh, the, I know the coffee.
You get it in the South Indian restaurants.
Yes, yeah. I had it when I went to Kerala. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Which you get here as well, of course.
Yeah. But anyway, so say we drink
that's,
a lot.
That's the low end one, and then you've got the pricier. You've got the
well, gold no, plated.
No longer Tijuana, but like. What is it, TNG or TMG or whatever?
TWG,
sorry. And TWG for tea, for example. And then, of course, we've got tons of coffee places here.
We do. We have a coffee place, like, literally every corner. So, but also people have major tea and coffee stations within their houses. And they don't call it stations. People are starting to have more stations because it's become a thing to have it, and they've seen it on TV or they've seen it on Pinterest or whatever, or because
but
we're talking about it today.
Also this year, I think, I know a lot of people, at least I know a few people that have invested in coffee machines, for example.
Yes.
Like, well, I'm not going out anymore. I need my coffee, so I'm just going to make it at home.
Yeah.
And the regular, like, you know, whatever, super fast, like Nescafe style coffee doesn't work for them. Drink in the morning especially, right? Like they're used to drinking nice coffee or something. So.
Yeah, a lot of people have bought those machines. You're right, yeah. And nearly all of my clients have bought new machines this year. I discovered I've had an espresso machine for over 10 years, and there was some problem, I think, with the water when we were doing it a few months ago. So there was a problem. Right. So I contacted Nespresso, and you just pay one fee, and they pick it up, take it, and there were some parts they needed, but they took it out of that delivery fee that they took at the beginning. And that was it. That's all I think it was like 250 dirhams.
Right.
Which is how much in dollars? I don't know.
A little over 50, but more like 80 maybe.
Yeah. So the same brand, roughly
80,
in the pounds.
Maybe like 70, 75.
Yeah. But yeah. And then when it came back, it was a brand new machine practically. It was cleaned. Everything was done. It was amazing. Nice.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I didn't have to buy a new one. And I thought I was like, okay, it's 10 years old. It's time for me to buy a new one. No, it's brand new. And I was like, well, I should do this every year. Really, should get it serviced
they have,
every year.
By the way, on a side note, they have what is it called? It's called a descaling solution or
yeah.
something, right? That you can buy from them.
Yeah.
And then you basically run it through the water, and it kind of cleans out the internals
off
the machine, which they recommend, I think, to do depending on your use of the machine, a couple times a year, like every 6 months or so. If you use it a lot, if you use it daily.
Yeah.
If you use it less frequently, you can get away with that. But no, I know. I mean, I only ran into it because I actually ran into an issue where the machine wasn't pouring water out correctly, and they're like, it's probably like there's probably like whatever deposits on in the internal thing, and then this will sort it out, and it did. I mean, it worked really well.
I mean, yeah, I've seen the descaling thing, you know, in clients' houses, everyone's got it. I had one client who used too much, and they said, you know, you ruined the machine, you can't get it's not covered. So be careful how many times you use it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I have never used it. I do the cleaning with just getting hot, pressing the hot water and getting it cleaned through that. And that seems to have worked over all these years. But yeah, you can do what I did and every so often just give it for service and you get a brand new machine back.
Right. And listeners, two notes, very important notes here. One, this is not sponsored by Nespresso. And two,
no.
This is not a Nespresso cleaning episode either. This is more a decluttering station.
But like. Nespresso, we wouldn't mind some free coffee capsules because we drink a lot of coffee during our podcast recordings. Anyway, so lots of people have bought the machines and the other ones. Let's talk about there's an Nescafe machine as well, isn't there? The Gusto one. So, you know, what I'm finding in a lot of cupboards and, you know, in lots of kitchens, that the coffee and tea are everywhere. Like there'll be coffee in one place, tea in another place, mugs in one place, sugar in another place, you know. So it just gets, you know, you're going from one place to another instead of doing everything in 5 seconds, it will take you 30 seconds or more to find each thing, you know. And sometimes because of the way the cupboards are and the espresso cups are in one place, you know, the espresso cups and then the mugs are in another place. So it's just, you know, it gets a bit too much and people get frustrated. You also find that there's a lot of tea packets. People like buying all these flavored teas and then never drinking them. So they spend all, and they're not cheap, these flavor teas. They're like, a box is 20 dirhams or something or more. And so there's some awful flavors. I smelt the other day, it was some organic peach and passion fruit thing. And I just opened the lid.
That
and
sounds okay though.
Oh,
no?
Okay, no. No, not my cup of tea. Literally.
Oh my God.
But
is this like December is the time for bad puns?
Yeah, anytime is a good time for bad puns. First of all, go, you know, before we do create the station, let's get all of those together. So get the coffee, get the tea, get the sugar, get your milk, get your condensed milk, because we use condensed milk in our drinks. You don't because you're a proper vegan. But I love condensed milk.
One second. What do you mean by a proper vegan as opposed to what?
Oh, I suppose. Like you're proper. Like you do it with like no milk. Whereas I do all the milk.
I like how like the full on British in you is coming out because we're talking about tea and coffee today.
Yeah, you have to have milk and sugar. The Queen does it. Anyway, so get
Nobody
all
said you can't have it with milk and sugar. We just can't have it with condensed milk. Regular.
Yeah, you can have it regular.
Milky thing.
Shush. Anyway, so back to us. So get all the stuff together, get all the coffee, tea, all of those bits together, and then check the dates. So throw out the ones that have the best before has ended. And yeah, you might say the tea that you bought from Sri Lanka when you went on holiday 4 years ago will still last because it's still in the packet.
Yeah.
Smell it. If it's dry and crumbly and smells a bit rank, it's time to throw it away. Like, I'm sorry. Yes. I know you spent a little bit of money when you went to Sri Lanka and bought those beautiful teas, which you never used because you were saving it for something special, which never happened. So just throw it away now.
Yeah, and I think also there's a lot of different layers to this, right? So for example, if you get like just regular powdered tea, that's probably going to last a while. But then you have all these tea mixes, and then sometimes some of them have like fruit blends and herbal blends. And yep. I know they're dried, but they're still blends, and those can go bad as well.
Yeah, they can.
There is that downside to it. Or at least it starts smelling stale after a while.
Yeah, it smells.
Especially if there's like leaves and fruits and stuff.
Yeah. It smells moldy and stuff. So yeah. So just bear that in mind when you buy them. And when you buy them, use them. What is the point of buying it and keeping it for a rainy day? The rainy day doesn't happen very often here.
Well, so also now I think like in the current world order, like you might as well just start drinking your stuff because it's going to be a while before we start hosting parties
again. Exactly. So use them all and check the dates. And I mean, with coffee, with instant coffee, it goes white. There's a film of white when it's going off. So if it's all white inside and all stuck together, it has to go. And don't buy instant coffee, it's horrible.
Or that. To be fair, you do get slightly better than instant coffee, but at close to instant coffee pricing at most places here, at least,
yes.
Right? Like you can walk into supermarkets and they have like these, yep, sort of, you can just pick up a blend.
Yeah.
And then some of the bigger ones like Carrefour or whatever, they have these like stalls where you can pick out the beans and do that. And yep, without it being like super gourmet, it's just,
yeah,
very easily accessible coffee. So it's not like you have to, you don't have to be a coffee aficionado and go to a roastery if that's not what you want to do.
No.
But at the same time, you don't actually have to drink just instant.
No, so exactly. And I mean, yeah, IKEA has great ones that we drink when we do our recordings, true, don't, yeah, we? Yeah. We do our filter coffee. So, yeah,
So does Starbucks and Tim's, and they all serve, even Caribou, they all have their own beans.
Yeah. It's just what you like.
Right? So yeah. So you can always do that. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not going to talk about everybody's taste, but, you know, just think about what you buy and stuff, you know, and if you do go on holiday. And the same with green tea. People buy so much green tea, or they get them as presents. Like, you know, people go to China and buy it. And my dad loves all that. He has a whole cupboard full of all these teas, but he never drinks it because he's like, they're so special. You know, there was this is a silver lined green tea, you know, was it silver leaf tipped or something? They're very expensive and you can't drink it often. I'm like, well, by the time you decide to drink it, it's gone off.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 years old. So drink it now, savor it, make the most of it. And like after the year we've gone through, savor everything you have, like make the most of everything that you do have, because you never know when it, you know, it could end, right? Because it's been one of that kind of year.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like I said, I mean, we don't know when is the next time we'll be able to do things in bulk or in large quantities and have people over and serve them all coffee. Like, I mean, you know. And when that time comes, we'll be able to buy new coffee and new teas again anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So the next thing to do is to consider where your station is going to be. So either you want it where you've got a plug and you can put your machine. So you for your espresso machine or, you know, if you have those fancy coffee contraptions that some of our friends have, you know. So, and then do you want it near the fridge to get the milk or near the cooker because you make maybe, you know, coffee, Turkish coffee or Italian coffee on the cooker. So choose your designated spot. And also think about where the cups will be and where you'll put your tea and coffee. So if you have a cupboard, you know, and there's not enough space to fit all the cups, you can change the shelf levels. Or you can get, what do they call them? Shelvings that you can get, say, from Home Center or IKEA and all these other places, like on Amazon stuff. And you can put them inside to store the cups and the espresso cups properly. You know, especially when you've got cupboards where they're really long.
Yeah.
And it's a wasted space, but you can get these great shelving units. I get them from Home Center and they're amazing. You can put multiple cups into these three levels and you can fill up that space. And so you can put the ones that you use often at the bottom and then the ones that you don't use that much at the top, like the ones for guests, because of course we can't have guests right now. And then, so think about that, so, you know, where you're going to put all these items and then all the, you know, the coffee pots, the teapots, you know, the filters, all those bits and pieces as well will go in the same space. And those kind of things, including the descaling packets, can all go into a box. So they're all together. They're like all the kind of rigmarole, like the tools that you need for making your coffee and tea. And then the next thing is about your, you know, your tea and your coffee. So if you have lots of coffee pods that I have all my coffee pods. I'll take them out of the box and put them into a big jar next to my Nespresso machine. And then it's a random pickle, which flavor. I don't know what flavor I'm choosing. I just put it in there and it's a surprise every day for me. But some people like to know what they're going to drink. So you can have them in a drawer lined up. So you can get pod organizers now. And you can get boxes as well. So for the tea, you can get a great box from iDesign. To put all your tea in, or you can make a special one in the drawers and use drawer dividers and line all your tea bags there, you know, the ones with the packets. Yeah. And then the loose, you know, the tea with the tea bags, like, you know, English breakfast tea is usually in, like, PG tips and stuff is in bags. You can put them in jars, which is what I do. And the same with the sugar. I put that in a jar. So do it so it makes it easy for you. So at the end of the day, it should be you should be able to find everything in 5 seconds, as always, and it should be convenient for you. So test out how you want to find everything, but within that space. So it should be that you can get everything that you need to make a cup of coffee or make a cup of tea in the morning, afternoon, and in the evening. If you have like a night tea, you know, you should be able to do that quickly. So you make that routine for yourself. Look at the pictures on Pinterest and, you know, we'll send a few, you know, I'll put a few pictures as well, the things that I've done on my blog, so you can have a look there as well. And then, you know, let us know what you do as well, if there's something that you do as part of your tea station. I know that some of my clients have created tables and, you know, those trolleys and put everything in one trolley with all the stuff in there, which is a good idea as well. So they can move that around to the living room in case there's guests, or they can leave it in the kitchen. So have a, you know, do it to make yourself comfortable. But these are a few of my tips on how to get organized and create that special station for yourself.
Yeah, and I think also, like, as you were talking about, like, we all have these different teas, or we're gifted these different teas and stuff, you know, we start getting rid of them. I mean, give, donate them away to people. I mean, funnily enough, like, just this week, I had a friend message me and be like, hey, do you drink, like, this kind of tea? Because, like, I just have a ton of it, and I'm just going to give it away because it doesn't make any sense to just stack it here. I'm not drinking it in the quantities that... Or I'm not going to finish it anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that. I mean, I know that I've... When I've had too much extra coffee, I mean, I have too many... coffee-loving friends, so just kind of give them around.
Yep.
I mean, they do make a nice gift, especially with something that's consumable as opposed to something that's going to take up space in someone's house.
It does.
But at the same time, if you are stacked with too much, then, or you don't like the flavor, for example, like you just mentioned, like this peach, and if someone gifted you that peach and passion fruit tea, you would never drink it. So
no,
I'd
give it
to
you. Like I do with everything that I don't like. Give it to him. Yeah, so that, yeah, there is that. But and also, as I said before, when we talked about presents and stuff, don't impose your taste onto other people, because then they've got the clutter. You remove the clutter from your life, but you're imposing your clutter onto somebody else. So think about that. Like, you know, I, like your friend asked you if you wanted it.
Correct.
And I ask you as well, like, you know, because your taste is into, you do like
this
stuff.
I think from the gift side, as we always say, like, you know if the person is actually a tea person or a coffee person. And then if they like that kind of coffee, then that's fine. But, you know, and you know that they'll drink it, but otherwise it's going to be...
Don't impose. And like, but I've done it with a lot of clients. There was one client, it was my first client actually, they had a huge amount of Harrods teas,
right?
Like, you know, they're in beautiful tins. There was, it was a massive box of them right at the end, and they'd gone on, like the best before had gone, and it'd been, some of them was a month, some of them were years. So the ones that were years we had to get rid of, but the ones that were a few months, she was like, I don't want these. I'm not going to drink all of these. And I went, right. So you've got staff. So she had the drivers and maids and stuff. And I knew the drivers, especially, would drink a lot of the black teas. You know, they had to make chai with it. Right. So I gave it to them. And they were really happy because they were like, oh, wow, we're getting these Harrods tea, you know. And it's so special. And we knew they would drink it. And I said to them, drink it because it's, you know, it expired last month, you know, but... just make sure you drink it now. And they did, and they loved it, and they were like so grateful. So see those kind of opportunities, and there is more of that here, because we do have people that work with us, or you know, we know people or security guards in the building that you can give it to and stuff like that. So do pass it on to other people.
Okay, well, that's all we have for your tea and coffee for this week. As always, you can, you know, to, if you want to talk to about your tea and coffee station, and of course everything else in your house and how you want to declutter and organize it, you can do that by finding her on social media. So that's at DeclutterMe, DeclutterMe, and of course at DeclutterMe.com as well. And we'll see you.
Bye.